Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Charles Whelan back on the show. Charles is a senior lecturer and fellow. I think he may be a full professor by now at the Rockefeller Center at Dartmouth College. We've known him for a long time. We knew him when he was at the University of Chicago. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 19 years. Author of Naked Statistics, Naked Economics, and other books, and a brand new novel out that is very exciting. I have my brand new copy sitting right in front of me. I don't have the really special one yet because I don't have the autographed one, which I'm sure is on the way. But he's our good friend, Charles Whelan. Welcome back to the show.
It's good to be with you. 19 years sounds a little daunting. That just makes me feel old.
Well, I was here 2.5 years before that. So,
yeah, I get it.
It's good to have you back, Charles, and congratulations on the new book. I'm really excited about the new book for a number of reasons, but I know a little bit of the background because you told me over a couple of years ago, that you and your family were going to take a year off and travel the world. You were going to go around the world with your kids and your wife, and you did.
We did.
So I knew about all that. You kind of brought a report back to us when you came back and everything. But out of that came this book, this very amazing novel, folks. It's a novel called The Rationing. And it's about what's gonna happen in the future. But I wanna talk about the book and what you think healthcare is gonna look like based on what made you write the book. But first, I want you to, for as someone who's written a number of very important books on a number of topics, why did you choose to write this as a novel, as fiction?
I wrote it for two dissimilar reasons, but they came together to lead to the book. The first is very pragmatic. We discovered while traveling that I wake up about an hour and a half before my wife and about 4 hours before the teenagers. So I was sitting on these lovely patios and cafes around the world drinking coffee, thinking I'd be happier if I were writing something. Mm-hmm. For my whole life. I mean, since second grade, I've been writing. So I started writing fiction because it was fun. I didn't have anything I had to write for somebody else. And then on a more serious level, there were things I wanted to say, and once I started writing the story, and as you pointed out, it's a political story. It takes place in the near future. I recognized there were a lot of important themes that I could weave into the story and have mm-hmm. a very strong point of view in a way that I couldn't with nonfiction. So it turns out, if you care about public policy, that fiction is a pretty darn good way to get some big points across.
Well, and you're exactly right. And this, folks, this is a teaching moment. If those of you, especially those of you who may be thinking about writing a book, or you're trying to tell a story or get a point across, you know, when I started working on the third ingredient, that I actually began that book almost a dozen years ago, and the more I got into it, I realized that I wasn't going to be able to tell that story the way it needed to be told in my voice, because it was going to sound like I was preaching.
Yeah, no, it's a very liberating thing.
And by using characters, you can tell the story and get the point across in dialogue that doesn't sound like you're preaching to somebody.
Right. And, of course, you know, you and I were talking about it before we went on, that if you look back at history, there's some pretty darn powerful novels, in part because they've got these big messages, and they are more durable than somebody preaching in the moment. It's a very good way of putting it.
A Tale of Two Cities is a good example of that.
Slaughterhouse-Five, forgot to. I mean, that one's still highly relevant. I just reread that a couple months ago.
Right. So, absolutely. And so, folks, you know, The other thing is if you're trying to imagine what's coming in the future, if you can put people in those, in that future, and have them behave in ways, and if you can learn how to do that, then it can not only be a good way to tell your story, it's actually fun to write. How I started with it, Charles, I started writing satires. Short.
There's a fair bit of satire in this book.
But how you start doing what you're talking about with your book, is start writing up a 800 word, 500 word, 1,000 word satire. What do you think?
Yeah. No, I loved it, and I can guarantee you I'll be writing more fiction because it was a fun experience and a serious experience as well, serious writing experience.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and come back and talk about what is the book about. It's a
tweet. It takes place about we'll talk about it.
I'm Jim Blassie.
The plot.
The book is called The Rationing by Charles Wheeler.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.